Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast. As always, your host, Cody Mallory. You can find me on Twitter at RealCodyMallory. Joe is still partying on the beaches in New Jersey, so he will once again not be with us. But Anthony Dittmar is on Twitter at AnthonyDittmar_. How's it going, man?
What's good, man? What's good, man? Just living life. Going one rumor at a time. I feel like this is taking years off my life now. I think it's been like 4 weeks since Katie officially requested his trade. So here we are, just living. It's July 25th.
Yeah, man, it's been a quiet couple of weeks. Like you said, there's been rumors, but they've all been a bunch of bullshit. Like, we'll get into some of the Bleacher Report kind of mock trade that they've put out there. They've got a vendetta against the Brooklyn Nets for some reason, because every single mock trade they do for the Nets is absolutely horrible. But we finally maybe got something this morning around 2 a.m. from Woj.
Yeah, very weird timing. Like, for those that like don't know, I guess I'll just spill the beans that Woj leaked that the Nets were offered Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a first-round pick from the Boston Celtics for in exchange for one Kevin Durant. They said that's being reported. This was offered weeks ago, but I think the timing of this is that it's kind of been stale in trade talks ever since the Ayton match. Like, teams like Miami and Toronto really aren't giving the Nets what they want, or New Orleans not really interested. So the Nets kind of, think, leaked this trade to kind of put some pressure on the Celtics. And we'll get into, like, some of, like, the fallout from that, I guess, as we talk about this. But, yeah, I think it's definitely a Sean Marks link. What do you think?
Yeah, man. I mean, what was weird for me is, so the Woj story, I don't know the exact time off the top of my head. It was, like, 2 in the morning, roughly, give or take, 10 or 15 minutes, whatever. And I read the article. I woke up at like 5 o'clock, you know, whatever. I read the article and I was like, he basically was just reiterating that the Boston Celtics could give the Nets a package and of Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart picks, etc. He said in the article that the Celtics are no closer than any other team to coming up with the trade with Brooklyn. And I was like, okay, like, this is nothing. This is just Sean Marks. And then Sean sent out a tweet a little later in the morning. I want to say it was about 8 o'clock, maybe a little later. And he went more specific in his article, stating that the Celtics offered Jaylen Brown, Derek White, and a first-round pick for Kevin Durant. And he said the Nets obviously turned it down. Wendy would go on later and say that this trade is old and it was a couple weeks ago. And like you said, weirdly, it got leaked today. I don't know. I think the whole time I've always felt it was going to be Boston, especially after they acquired Brogdon and they acquired Gallinari. They kind of can afford to lose 2 role players in addition to Brown, and their roster wouldn't be fully gutted, which most teams cannot do.
Yes, my thing with this is, like you said, they offered the Derek White in the first round pick. First off, like, that's not enough to get Kevin Durant. I think we all know that. I think the Nets leaked that they wanted Marcus Smart plus potentially another role player and like 3 firsts, which I think is an overpay on Boston's part. I think there's a clear middle ground here that we can get and discuss that, like, both teams can use as negotiating chips. Like, if you said, if it's just a leak from the Nets from weeks ago and it's kind of dead, then, like, I don't know if it's much to the story, but there's also another side you can see that, like, maybe, like, this is a negotiating tactic, like I just said, that, like, these teams are trying to get closer on a deal, so they leaked it, get Jaylen Brown upset, get it out there, and make some, like, force Boston to move their hand. Because I think Woj said the unofficial trade deadline is the day training camp starts, late September. Still have 2 months, obviously, but it kind of, like, puts some pressure in kind of a dead space of the NBA offseason because nothing really is going on right now.
Yeah, Sham said usually that, like you said, that September 26th mark is usually the next deadline. Woj was on ESPN at 6 o'clock. He was kind of breaking it down, like, you got the trade deadline, and then you got the draft, and then you got free agency. And like we've said multiple times now, these last couple of episodes, we're kind of in, like, a dead period right now. So I don't think anything's imminent, but the Boston thing from a logical standpoint definitely makes a lot of sense for both teams, in my opinion. We'll get into Kyrie in a second, but I think if the Nets trade Kevin Durant, and let's just say they get back Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart, I think if they keep Kyrie, I still think that's a pretty damn good basketball team.
I think.
Yeah, I think it's definitely top four. Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving is bought in, which he should be because it's a contract year. Like I said, we'll get more into Kyrie in a couple minutes. And then you have Jaylen Brown. Like, that's good defensive players. You have Jaylen Brown, who's kind of an ISO guy. You have Kyrie, obviously. I think it's a strong core, and who knows what happens with Kyrie, but I do have one question, Anthony. With the Celtics, let's say that that's ultimately the team that they end up with. Would you rather have an extra role player as opposed to maybe two first-round picks in the future? And by extra role player, I want to clarify, I'm not talking like a Brogdon or even like a Robert Williams. I'm talking like a player maybe of Grant Williams caliber.
So here, this is my thing. There's like a little bit of two sides to the sword. So I guess the most important part to keep in mind is like this. Well, we'll get into that part after, actually. But the important thing for me is if Kyrie's bought in, I want an extra rotation player because I'm trying to contend. To have a pissed off Jaylen Brown come off a season where he was like a 1A, 1B type option, I'd say. Maybe you could argue he's a 2, but I'd say he was a 1A, 1B type of thing with Tatum. He's going to be pissed off. He's going to be motivated. He's probably going to be the one option if you really think about it. Like, I think he would be the one option on this team. And he's going to be motivated to win. And then if the Nets have Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons and, like, a bunch of the shooters they have and some of the vets they do, that's a contender. So, like, at that point in time, I would want to stay and contend and see what we can do. There's a double-edged sword, though. If, like, I saw a report today, if KD's gone, Kyrie's gone from a Nets run office perspective, then I don't see a world where, like, you would want – if you're all about losing Kyrie, I guess you want the picks because you're kind of in, like, a pseudo-rebuild. I mean, you could still argue with Brown, Simmons, and, like, all the assets you have, you can get another piece or two. But, like, it's tough. Like, if you want to contend, you go with the players. If you want long-term, you go with the picks, replenish some of the picks you lost from some of the deals you made the last few years. So it really depends where Kyrie Irving is next season. That's what it comes down to for me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, we'll get into Kyrie in a second, but I agree with that. I personally think I'd rather have the role player. I mean, I don't love Grant Williams. I think he has his strengths. Obviously, he has his weaknesses. I would prefer Robert Williams over Marcus Smart if that is an option. I don't know if it is. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the Marcus Smart and Robert Williams like type of thing, I think that's like this Nets like high offer. I think what they mean the middles is probably – what I think a middle ground would be like Brown, 3 firsts, and Peyton Pritchard I think is the middle grounds because Pritchard's a young, good player. He's a good shooter. Maybe it lets the Nets be flexible and move like a Patty Mills or a Seth Curry, maybe probably more Seth Curry because I think Mills can't be traded yet. So Curry has a very high value considering he's on a very cheap deal and he's on a contract here and the Nets likely will be able to retain him and he would have more value than a Joe Harris because of like his nature of his deal. So maybe get more assets or get a big for him and then you make the roster better because I don't think they're going to get Brown and Smart. It's too much of an ask. I know it's Kevin Durant, but you never get an equal value. And like, maybe that is equal value on paper, but you don't get equal value to make a trade. So I just think that's what the middle ground is. If there is a deal that's to be made.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Real quick before we go into Kyrie, I do want to give some quotes from Woj at 6 o'clock Eastern on SportsCenter today. It is currently 8:04. So roughly 2 hours ago, he said this. Woj said Jaylen Brown is the singular best player who might be available in the trade market, but Brooklyn still wants a lot. I think that's kind of an indirect way of saying like a Scottie Barnes, a Brandon Ingram, et cetera, are most likely not going to be available.
Yeah, I think also that what's important to note here too is like some of the Nets fans who are like potentially wanting Donovan Mitchell. If you get Donovan Mitchell, you have to trade Ben Simmons. If you get Jaylen Brown, you can keep Ben Simmons because Jaylen Brown signed for under the rookie max. So that makes the Nets be able to keep Ben Simmons, which is honestly much more important. And I'd say that Donovan Mitchell and Jaylen Brown, from what they've been doing basketball court, are pretty damn close in terms of where they stack up against the NBA's best players. Like, I don't know who you think is better. Wouldn't you say they're pretty damn close?
I would say they're both in the 20 to 25 range, yeah.
I think I'd rather have Jaylen Brown for, like, a overall type of thing. I think Mitchell's maybe a better, like, pure scorer. But Jaylen Brown brings you defense, he brings you shooting, and he brings you, like, the ability to get to the basket, where Mitchell kind of lacks in some of those departments. So, and you keep Ben, so I think that's the ultimate, like, you keep Ben Simmons and you get Jaylen. I think that's, it's an easy decision for me. And you don't have to give up all the picks to get Mitchell when you're just, like, kind of flipping Durant for him. It makes so much more sense than this Jazz potential.
I agree 100%. I think Donovan Mitchell's kind of out. I think the Nets are pretty committed to Ben Simmons, in my opinion.
It's too tricky with like the flipping of the picks and like who's worth what. I just didn't.
Yeah.
With the Knicks in play too, I think the Nets didn't have the offer to get Mitchell, even if they did recoup a lot of assets for Durant. So it made no sense.
I agree. And then another Woj quote. This is kind of at the end of what he was talking about on SportsCenter. He said, Brooklyn does want to trade Kevin Durant. They are serious about it, but they want to do it on their own terms. He once again went on to talk about how he's like 4 years left, so they could bring him back. But I don't know if that's just like Sean Marks putting out there like, oh, we're not screwing around with you, Durant. Like, we are trying to trade you just in case like they can't. I don't know. It was weird because it's the first time I really heard him be like, oh, like they're trying to trade him. I feel like these last couple of weeks, they're like, yeah, like they're hoping Kevin will change his mind, rescind his offer. Today, we'll just like, no, they are trying to trade him. They are serious about it.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I think it kind of puts a damper on some of the people that like thought the silence meant there's a chance to run it back, including myself. Like, who's to say the deal doesn't fall through and that ends up ultimately happening? Like, there's so much. I'm kind of like sick of kind of going through like both sides. That kind of says like, I've accepted the fact he's probably going to be traded and be pleasantly surprised if he's not. I think that's the best approach most Nets fans should take. So I think in a perfect world, you'd rather Durant recommit and then go through this whole trade with the Celtics. Even though the Celtics deal is the best option, I still think keeping him is the best option. But if it has to make a trade, I think Boston is the ideal spot. And I think the only moral problem here is you're handing Boston a championship. And like considering the team's history with one another, not I wouldn't say the like Yankees, Red Sox, but handing a team a championship is kind of sucks considering the other trade you made with them like 10 years ago. But if you have to do what's best for your team's future, and I guess like that really shouldn't be a factor in how you conduct business, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't remember if Joe sent us this or if I saw it on Twitter from someone else that tweeted at me. Someone was like, oh, like the Nets gave the 76ers James Harden, and now they might give the Boston Celtics, arguably the Nets' two biggest rivals besides the Knicks, Kevin Durant. And it's like, do you really want to do that? I mean, no, but at the end of the day, you have to do what's best for the Brooklyn Nets. And like you just said, the Celtics are going to realistically have the best package for the Nets. I don't know, man. I think that the Celtics would be the favorites with KD, but I also think the Nets were the favorites with KD. So I don't know. Like, I wouldn't say it's like a sure thing. I mean, the Warriors were a sure thing with KD as long as no one got hurt. This, I don't know. I still think Milwaukee's right there with them. I think
they're going to be the betting favorites going to next year. Like, they already are. So adding Durant just makes them that much stronger.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you can go first or me?
No, you can go. I just saw updated Kevin Durant odds. It's Celtics for minus 200, Warriors plus 350, Suns plus 700, Heat plus 750, the Blazers and Raptors plus 900. Grizzlies 1100, Clippers 1200, and the Knicks, Hawks, and Lakers are 1600. So really, I think it's just coming down to Celtics. And I don't, like the Raptors probably have the best value there because I don't think the Warriors, Suns, or Heat have enough to make a deal, or the Warriors don't want to, I should say. So I don't. If the Celtics falls through, I really don't know where this goes. Honestly, to say, like I don't know where else he would go because it seems like the Pelicans have had no interest, and the Raptors will not lose Scottie Barnes, so there's no chance the Nets make a deal without getting Scottie. Do you think the Celtics are the last possible team to make a deal?
I think yes, unless the Nets sell him for cheap, which I do not think they will do. I think they'll kind of hold him and see what he's going to do. See if Kevin's going to say. Mets? What's up?
So you, if you're a betting man, you only had two options. You say Celtics and Nets are two most likely teams KD opts in for next year?
Correct. I think Celtics and Nets, he will be playing on one of those two teams.
I think so.
Like you said, I mean, he wants to go to Phoenix, he wants to go to Miami, but that would require the Nets for trading him away for garbage, and I don't think the Nets are going to do that. I think they would rather take their chances on Kevin Durant not showing up to training camp and not playing than trading him for garbage. And I mean, if that does happen at that point, like ultimately you'll probably still get the same package. It's not like the Suns or the Heat are going to make their package worse because they can't. So, like, there's no sense in moving him right now, or even in August or beginning of September, until you know he's not showing up for training camp. And then still, you still have all the leverage, in my opinion. So,
yeah, I agree.
But there are some Boston fans that I want to talk about real quick. I know some of my friends live in Connecticut. I got Celtics fans for friends. I got Knicks fans, et cetera. So, some of my Celtics fans, they don't want Kevin Durant. They want to keep Jaylen Brown. They think they're a championship favorite now. They think they'll win it, and they don't want to give up Jaylen Brown. And I've seen it on Twitter too. It's like there's this guy at Barstool, I think it's Dan Greenberg or something like that. And he's been very adamant that he doesn't want this trade. I know there's a lot of other Celtics fans that don't want this trade, which is just crazy to me because, like you said, I mean, you're adding Kevin Durant with Jason Tatum and Malcolm Brogdon and Gallinari and Robert Williams, etc. Like, I don't know how you could not want it if you're a Celtics fan.
I guess it's like the hometown attachment. Kind of like as a Yankees fan right now, we're kind of a lot of fans are debating, like, should we extend Aaron Judge at the end of the year? Should we trade for Juan Soto? I think a lot of fans know it makes more sense to extend Soto if you had to give a long-term deal because he's 23 versus 30. And not saying this is an age thing, but like it's like the homegrown guy versus like an outside guy. So it's like kind of that same dilemma. Like, why blow it up when like you have your guy? And I think that's kind of the same thought process. And this helps us know it's the finals. Like, it's a little different, but at the same time, it's kind of similar in terms of, like, we both know who's the better player here. And we both know the Celtics would be a much better team with Kevin Durant. So I think it's a matter of, like, blowing it up unnecessarily and putting your chips all in one basket. Which the Celtics have not been known to do for probably since 08 when they made those trades for Garnett and Allen. They like to hold on to their homegrown players and let it rock. And they finally got back to the finals 14 years later, and now they may make the move. I think they know there's a part of them that knows they got a fortunate run last year. No Middleton with the Bucks. They got a kind of easy conference finals opponent. They obviously steamrolled Brooklyn, but in the finals, they were two wins away from getting to the finals. And who knows? There's no guarantee you get back to anywhere. The Nets couldn't even sniff a conference finals with three top 15 players. There is no guarantee you even get to the second round next year.
I completely agree. And it should be noted that Jaylen Brown has seen these rumors. Right after the Shams report went out, he liked the tweet that was tweeted at him saying, no matter what happens, Jaylen, I still love you. And then later during the afternoon, he tweeted SMH. So no one knows if it was like SMH, these rumors are fake, or SMH, like they're trying to trade me. But I think Sean Marks kind of got this out there, and he's like, if I don't trade them Kevin Durant, like I'm going to F with their chemistry a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case. It's just so funny how this leaks like 2:30 in the morning. I just want to know why it happened at the 2:30.
Yeah, that's so random. Like,
like this going on where like this had to go. This could have easily came out like 9 a.m. today. Like, I don't know why it came out at 2:30. I'm sure there's a reason.
Yeah, I have no idea. But all right, let's move on to Kyrie, because I know we had the Brian Lewis article where it was like Kyrie Irving intent on playing in Brooklyn with or without Kevin Durant. And everyone kind of took it as whatever, it's Brian Lewis. And then today we had Shams on the Pat McAfee show, where he once again reiterated that Kyrie Irving would play in Brooklyn with or without Kevin Durant. And he also said, and I quote, Kyrie Irving has made his intent that he wants to play out next year in Brooklyn. He talked about how he wanted to finish his contract, play out his contract season in Brooklyn. He did not mention any intentions after this season, but what are your thoughts on that, Anthony?
I don't know. I just, it really depends on what happens and who's locked in and whatnot. I want to say it can work, but there's a part of me thinks it doesn't work. And I've learned as a Nets fan to hope for the best and probably expect the worst, and the worst probably happens. So
that's probably fair. See, my take, you trade Kevin Durant. Okay, like, sure, it sucks. You're trading Kevin Durant, like, top, let's just say five in the world. I think he's the best. I think you probably think he's the best. But let's just say top five for argument's sake. Top five in the world. Like, you don't want to do it. But fans can understand, like, yeah, the front office effed it up, but Kevin Durant ultimately requested a trade. But when it comes to Kyrie Irving, like, he is getting it out there that he wants to stay in Brooklyn with or without Kevin Durant. We do know that Kyrie and Jaylen Brown are friends. They were with Kanye West like a week ago, a week and a half ago, whatever it was. Took a picture, got posted on the internet. Jaylen Brown would have 2 years left on his deal. Maybe Kyrie and him could play together. I don't know. If you move Kyrie Irving, you're getting shit for him. We've seen what the market is. It's pretty much Lakers, and you're getting a draft pick, what, in 5 years is like the best piece you're getting, and then another one in 7 years if you're lucky. Like, if you move Kyrie Irving, in my opinion, the Nets' chance at a title is completely gone.
Yeah.
As crazy as it is to say, I think if you trade Kevin Durant, like, there's your chance goes down, but I think you can still compete. I think if they trade Kyrie, they are full-blown punting because they're not getting any sort of value that can help them at all this year.
Yeah, I do think if you trade Kyrie for a bag of chips just as they go trading him, it makes no sense. At least you're all in on this year. Maybe this reconciliation, maybe this core works. Maybe a Kyrie, Ben Simmons, Jaylen Brown, big three is a three that can like work together, and like maybe there is a future for Kyrie here post this season. Who knows? I think the only deal really out there is the Laker one, and I don't see a point of just doing that for the sake of getting rid of him, unless Joe Desai is that petty. Like, I don't see a point in just moving him for nothing. So I don't see why they have to be tied together. So interesting to see that also the yeah. Kyrie is if he's staying out of what his intentions are of staying. Is he staying because he really has no market and he knows it's the most money he can make this year? Or is he staying because he wants to be in that? And I think it's the former rather than the later.
See, like, my opinion, I'd rather keep Kyrie for the year and see what happens. It doesn't make sense in my opinion to trade him away, bail the Lakers out of absolute hell, and get a pick 5 years from now. Like, sure, that pick will probably be worth something because LeBron will most likely be gone. But I don't know. Like, it just, like I said, I mean, there's no chance they win anything this year if they trade Kyrie. Like, especially since he's been getting leaked that he wants to play here. Like, how does the front office come back from that?
I don't
especially
know.
If they got like equal value for him, like, I don't know, say they got, I don't know, a player off the top of my head, but like a good young player for him, maybe not like a Scottie Barnes, like a Jaylen Brown level, but like the category right below that, like, sure, you could sell that to your fan base, you could sell it, whatever. But if you trade him for Russell Westbrook and then you buy out Westbrook or you get back another player and a pick, like, how do you justify that? It just doesn't make, I don't know. It would blow my mind if they did it, but I guess, like you said, nothing should surprise us at this point.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
All right, let's jump into Bleacher Report just because of how crazy it is. I think the most recent one was a 5-team trade. You have it in front of you, Anthony?
Yeah, basically
read out this bullshit for everyone to listen and try not to laugh at.
So did you, like, before we get into it, like, have you noticed how the Nets and all these deals somehow are like the team that like gets screwed like the most? Like I feel like whenever I see these things, the Nets just always get the worst end of the deal. But basically, the Lakers, it's a 5-team deal between the Nets, Utah, the Knicks, Phoenix, and ourselves, obviously. So the Lakers receive Kyrie Irving, Pat Beverly, Darius Saric. Makes sense. They want Kyrie. They get rid of they're getting rid of Westbrook in the steal, and they bring in a vet like Patrick Beverly, who plays good defense, and Saric is like not a bad rotational player. The Jazz going to rebuild will get Westbrook, who they probably would waive. They get Quentin Grimes, Cam Reddish, Evan Fournier, Jay Crowder, Landry Shamet, 5 picks. And yeah. I'll get to our point the last. The Suns get Durant and Bojan Bogdanovic. The Knicks get Donovan Mitchell and Cam Thomas. And after all that, the Nets lose Kyrie, KD, and Cam Thomas, and all they get is Mikal Bridges, Talen Horton-Tucker, campaign, and 5 first-rounders. That just, oh my God, how do you lose your 2 best players and your best young promising player and get back 2 bench players, Mikal Bridges, and picks? I get it's 5 firsts, but the Nets are getting much more than that. They're not getting Bridges, campaign, and fucking... Oh, what's it called? I just lost him. Taylor Horton Tucker. No.
Yeah, man. I mean, whoever posted that for Bleacher Report should be fired. Effective immediately. Like, it was so, but there was one that I saw. I can't remember if it was from Bleacher Report. I think it was maybe the one or two before that. They had the Lakers getting like Buddy Hield, Kyrie Irving, and someone else. And it had the Nets getting like similar to what you just said. And it's just like, how? Like, the Lakers have nothing to trade, yet they're getting the best pieces in, like, all of these trades. It just doesn't make sense. Like, they have a vendetta against the Nets, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it makes no sense. The Nets just always somehow lose every trade that's mocked. So, it's a non-story. I just thought it was funny.
All right, let's dive into the last roster spots that the Nets have. I know Tyreek Evans was, I think the Nets worked him out a couple months ago. He was seen playing with Kevin Durant. I think the video was posted a couple days ago, 2 days ago maybe. Spencer Dinwiddie was also there, who Kevin Durant was just absolutely abusing in the clip. Like, RIP to Spence, Kevin Durant was completely dominating you. Evan Mobley also was being dominated by KD. But Tyreek Evans looks slow, man. I don't think I want him in Brooklyn. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Like, especially if the Nets trade Durant, I don't know if I really want Tyreek Evans. I think I'm much rather just bring David Duke Jr. back and just give him the last roster spot.
That's an option, David Duke. I'm very intrigued by Colin Sexton. I know the Nets don't have an easy path to acquire him, but he did not like the Cavs' offer. I think it was, what, $13 million a year, $14 million a year?
Yeah, I think he definitely should not take that deal either. And if he's going to take a low market deal, take a 1-year deal and prove it.
Yeah, I mean, it might have to be a sign and trade because Cleveland can match. But, I mean, I'm intrigued by him, especially if they move Kyrie Irving. He averaged over 20 points a game. Like, he's not a scrub. I know there's been rumors of like a bad locker room guy, he's selfish, etc. But like he can score, and that's not easy to find in the NBA, someone that can get 20 a game. So I'm intrigued by him. I know Carmelo Anthony rumors are still swirling. That's mainly if KD and Kyrie were staying, in my opinion. I guess based off what's left, Melo wouldn't be the worst option at this point. Another one that's interesting is Boogie Cousins. What are your thoughts on Boogie?
Yeah, it'll be bad. That's another center, so I wouldn't be against that either. It's really just, I think his last roster spot, Love, is not going to be handled until the Nets make a trade, or if they decide not to.
Correct.
I would love to get. They need another big though. They don't have enough bigs. They can't run this. They can't run with just Claxton and De'Ron Sharp. They need another big. So Boogie Cousins would make a lot of sense. I don't know if in a trade they'd like offset players and have another roster spot. So they could sign someone. There's still a lot to happen. This Nets roster is definitely very fluid, as we know.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, the number one priority on their next signing has to be another big. If you keep KD and Kyrie, like, you cannot go into the season with just Claxton and De'Ron as your only bigs. Claxton has shown he can never stay on the court. And it's usually not even, like, an injury. It's usually, like, an illness or something, which is just unlucky. But, and I mean, De'Ron, like, he can't be the only other center. Like, it's just, it can't happen. But I know they did get bigger. Royce O'Neal, although he's not tall, is, like, a plays bigger than he is. Maybe they get a Robert Williams, which I would love, but who knows. But definitely another big is a priority.
Yeah, I would agree.
And maybe, like, someone that could kind of fill that role that Goran Dragic played, another backup ball handler. I know Mike James is still out there. He was also seen playing with KD. They are obviously boys, so he's a name to watch. I think if the Nets sign, like, a Mike James, then Kevin Durant is not leaving.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the needle mover, but it definitely couldn't hurt. Maybe for like Adam Harrington. But
I don't even think that the Nets would sign Mike James unless they got a commitment from Kevin Durant that he's coming back. I don't think it would be like, oh, like, look, we signed Mike James, you should come back to us now. I just don't think that Mike James would sign with the Nets unless he told him and the Nets that Kevin Durant wanted to stay in Brooklyn.
I agree. Yeah, you all from the last roster spot. Okay, that's yours. Whoever you want to sign, pull all the free agents, whoever you want to bring them.
Yeah. So, all right. And then finally, another Nets assistant is gone, Kyle Korver. Obviously, there was hopes that he could teach Ben Simmons how to shoot. There was rumors that he taught Bruce Brown how to shoot, and obviously he improved his jump shot drastically last year, but Kyle Korver is gone. So you want to recap who's on the Nets staff, Anthony?
Yeah, so basically the Nets lost a lot of assistants. I just had to double check, actually. They did lose a lot of guys. I don't know who's still there. I know they still have Jacques Vaughn. They named, can't even say his name, Kaphorn Kokoschkov, the guy from the Slovenian national team.
Yeah, Igor Kostkov, I think.
Adam Kaphorn, Trevor Hendry, and they join returning coaches Jacques Vaughn, Brian Keefe. Didn't they lose Tiago Splitter, or they kept him?
I believe Tiago Splitter is still with the Nets, as far as my knowledge.
Tiago Splitter, Royal Ivy, Ryan Fareen-Kelly, and then obviously head coach Steve Nash. So, yeah. The Nets, I think the Nets have one of the worst coaching staffs in the league. I'm just going to put that out there.
Adam Kaphorn was the head coach of the summer league team. And based off an interview he gave, I was just like, I was actually watching the game with my uncle, and we just both looked at each other. We were like, I could do what this man's doing. He was just doing the Steve Nash clap on the sideline.
But yeah, he was like, he didn't do much. I was watching him. He didn't really do much.
I get it, summer league, but like, we literally looked at each other and we were like, yo, I could do that. Didn't need another assistant. Which is bad because Steve Nash is like a new head coach, obviously, so he needs those veterans. I mean, we saw what Ime Udoka and Mike D'Antoni did. Like, they made Steve Nash not look so bad, and he kind of got exposed this past season.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad coaching staff. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think pretty much all of Nets Twitter is not very fond of the Nets coaching staff or front office, but we have no control over that. Or owner, yeah, man. Kevin Durant, though, did invest in the Premier Lacrosse League, which Joe Tsai is a founder of.
Oh, as you know. He's back.
He is. Joe Tsai was a founding investor of that league that Kevin Durant just invested in. So could he be back?
Yeah, I don't know. As of July 25th, I think Kevin Durant's a Boston Celtics. But as of July 27th, I could think Kevin Durant's a Net. I could think he's a Knick. I could think he's a Laker. I could think he's a Supersonic. I could think he's going to Boston. Who knows?
Yeah, man. I mean, I change my mind like hourly. It's not even daily. It's just like
one Shams or Woj tweet can win me over.
Yeah, like I was pretty confident. I think we all were, including Joe, who wasn't on the podcast last episode. But I think we were all pretty confident that they were going to run it back because there was nothing going on. There was nothing being leaked except for those guys on Twitter with the trust me, bro sources. But besides that, like there was nothing being leaked. And then today it was just Woj at 2 o'clock in the morning. Like, why?
This also could be like the Nets, like, exposing Boston, then Boston kind of has to make a decision either we want him or not. Because, like, if Jaylen Brown has to be convinced to stay or not, you can't really be like, no, we're not going to trade you, then still trade him. I think this kind of puts pressure on Boston. Maybe, like, this is like KD's last option. Maybe the Nets, he finally realizes after this, if this falls through, that there's no trade out there to be had. Could be the Nets just kind of putting a deadline on this, like, inadvertently. So, yeah. That could be really another outlook of it.
I agree. But I guess we'll keep the Kevin Durant watch going.
Yeah, hopefully it comes to an end soon. I'm on trade alert with the Yankees, trade alert with the Nets. So just going to keep checking alerts on.
All I got to say is my birthday is Sunday. Like, if they trade Kevin Durant on my birthday, it will not be a good day for me.
You'll remember it for the rest of your life.
Bro, like, obviously I'm a Red Sox fan, and the MLB trade deadline used to be July 31st. I'll never forget when I was younger. Nomar Garciaparra was my favorite player on the Sox, and they traded him away on my birthday. So, like, if they do it again with KD, I'll just, ooh.
That'd be rough. Well, the Celtics might be selling the deadline. You may be giving up some players the way they've been playing lately.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about the Red Sox on here, man. This is the Nets podcast. Come on now.
I take one last thing. You guys are one loss away from being below Baltimore.
Yeah, let's focus on basketball, bro, okay?
Your team's not much better. At least you're a Giants fan.
Yeah, all right. Like, we gotta end here. I think we covered everything Nets related, right, Anthony?
Yeah, I think we have. We're gonna keep going with you guys on the weekly podcast, unless obviously an emergency pod is necessary, I would say.
Yeah, so thank you for once again listening to the Sports Ethos Nets podcast with Anthony and Cody. Hopefully we'll be getting Joe back next week. I think he's finally gonna get his drunk ass off the beach. And let's keep an eye on what happens with Kevin Durant and the rest of the Brooklyn Nets team.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.